to use it as a magic. Good? Okay. Now I want to talk about the parrot. But in the language of the merchant, the parrot will imitate the human voice, right? Here, the parrot is sitting down there, I'm talking to you in the language of the merchant. Therefore, I will say lips. And by that, I mean the shore of the ocean. That means lip to me. And whenever I say, ah, you should understand that I'm saying, aha, nothing but this. When I go into a state of negation, I will say, la, means no, it doesn't exist. Huh? By that I mean, nothing exists but this one, Allah. You remember that was a part of that, la ilaha illallah. Do you remember that? I repeated that in our Bible. That's one of the main words for a Muslim. Actually, the Muslims, they believe that if you say la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, then you're a Muslim. If Islam is that, my take you here is Muslim. You could say that. But it's very important because it's very the central declaration actually. What do you do in that declaration? You will say there is no God but the God. You start with negation. You will say there is no God. That's law. Law, law. See? I told you in childhood they taught us that you should take a deep breath and start fresh, because if you go la ilaha, there is no God, and you die and you're short bread, then you're a kafir because you said there is no God. But the God is the most important one, you have to have it, right? He will say, that's what it is. I will say la, and I mean Allah. Means I will go around up to him what he did. Punishing is this, he said, do you think it's this? It's not it. First of all, you think he's what? Intelligent. He said, it's not intelligent. That's the hand made. And it's made for you. And yes, of course it's good. You use it, it's good. But when it comes to the room, it's good. The first exception, this one is out. This is in love with the goldsmith. Second one is me at the center, related to me and my belief. Oh, my belief in God. This was the first truth, remember? He said, this is not it. Basically, he said, you compare the stuff. That's silly. It's not that. It's not that. Because we could only say what love is not. We cannot say what love is. How come? Why are we in this funny situation? Because everybody thinks that he or she knows what love is. So our teaching is not like that. The one you think is not, definitely not. The one you think, definitely not. And we do figure on this, and at the end of it you expect us to say, the one I say is right. The one I say is exactly the same. If you say it's wrong, there is only one thing, which is none of this. What is it? You say, you are wrong. You are wrong. You are wrong. I am wrong. How? You're talking about how. Whatever you say about how, you're wrong. And you, same. Me, the same. So what remains? What is the other? Other than all of us, is all of us together. We as a meaning, with no similarity to us, we all together to cover the general consciousness, not the personal one. Me me. This is the ego. We get rid of this. We'll be replaced with me. All of us. Imagine that will include Buddha. That will include every good fellow I could imagine. Is this what imagination or could be real? It is real. What is culture? Where is culture? In we. Are any one of you having a special claim for the culture? No. We give some special claims to Mahatma Gandhi, I don't know, to Nelson Mandela, to Michelangelo Bonaroti, to Leonardo da Vinci, like that. There is this we. We talk about that. And that is something that in book one you are being prepared for. Book two starts with that, because that's the knowledge of this path. Letting go of this illusion of personal boundaries. This is something that I bring your interest again and again to the moment that we are living in. This is a different time. Rumi is not here. 800 years ago, Rumi was talking this. In these 800 years, everything has changed. Reality is a different one. Even science has changed. And everybody hoped that this science will tell these people, shut up, you are silly, stupid. And it didn't happen. Science, first, is contradictory, and later, will serve. Nowadays, you will not find a good, wise, knowledgeable person who will define a living creature without the environment. If you ask someone, what is amoeba? In the past, they were used to describe amoeba. How? Do you remember? In the school, first time they talked about amoeba, they said, amoeba is a thing like that. Remember? Because that's it. That's a description of life. Life is the illusion of separation. Right? Nowadays, they don't. They will say, there is something in here, and there is something in here. And there is a gate, always. It's impossible not to have a gate. It doesn't happen in reality. And this gate will let something come out, and something go in, right? And it has a control valve here. If there is no control valve, they call it open system. When this is a system, you could understand it, you could know it, but the system should be open. It's shown like this. This is the simplest system we could imagine. Like what? Like water. Whatever you imagine, draw a line around it, but you have to leave it open, because that thing is not independent. The rest, they influence it, right? For example, let's come back to the animals. Imagine a living creature. This living creature is influenced by gravity, right? So gravity goes in. This creature doesn't have a choice. When it is alive, yes, it has. It will make wind. It will fly. It will defy gravity. Because it controls what comes in, what goes out. That's the living creature, and that's a non-living creature. You see, in both of them, outside is a part of inside, inside is a part of outside. Means you cannot identify a living creature in the vacuum of space. It will die. It needs environment. And its environment is the part of it. I mean, it's the part of identity, the environment. This is something that we forgot. We didn't learn, we didn't want to, because it makes it difficult. that we understand that there is no independency. We are interdependent and interreacting with each other. So when something goes wrong, who is responsible? Will. You cannot point the finger, damn, I did it. Ah, that's 800 years ago. 800 years ago, they find somebody climbing the wall of someone's property, they call him thief, and they will call his hand, right? These days, guy will do that and say, ah, this is that sect of the society. This is made by our social affair. There are some people like this, and there is not one, and this one is not a strange. In a big city, you have a small portion of this stuff. This was not there. We started with the individual stuff. Now we understand that living creature is a system and an environment. What is your environment? It's culture. You're living it. You know what? If you ask this guy, why are you like this? He will tell you a very long story. He may start from grandfather who was in Uzbekistan. Then they immigrated to what was Germanland. And they did this, they did that, they did that. And my father, my mother, and they're here, I am. Right? He will present it like this, which is the story of only small part of this, which is in blood and flesh. If I want to describe him, how would I do that? Let's say he told his life story. I would start with what? I would start with, he is a Canadian, and that means a lot to me, not to him. Because he doesn't know any other. Knowing the other is the knowledge. Remember the other side of the coin? I know the other because I'm not like him. Because of the difference I understand now. He is Canadian. Means the essence of Canadian culture is in him. Is a part of him. Is he. That's the identity, isn't it? And a little bit bigger picture, then he is a human being. Means the culture of humanity is a part of him. Did he have a lot of choices? How to be? Really? Isn't that much of choices? We saw the choices. And we are talking about the environment because the environment is the explanation of the choices you have. Because an identity. Exact same identity. This guy, John, will move him to Serbia. What will happen? Suddenly there is another creature there. It will not be him. A process had started already from the very first moment to transform him, to adopt to that culture, because adaptation to the environment is what living creature does. Living creature is a complex existence, interacts with the environment to remain alive. Right? The people in Serbia, they don't interact with the Canadian culture. They interact with Serbian culture. So we are part of that, and look at the environment. We share it. The bigger picture, we all share the earth, right? So we are earthling. And that says a lot. Then, to this guy from Serbia, Serbia says a lot. Then we go, not to his dad and the pride that he has, my dad was this and this and this. We go to the culture that his father presented him, the chances he gave him. Choices were there, right? Put all of this together. We want now to talk about it. What shall we do? The language was created by your merchant and his economy. What can we do?